Hello, this is Dan.
Hey, Dan. Thanks for calling the Local Splash. I received a little notification that you wanted to activate the Google app.
Oh, so my daughter and I were just kind of going over some things. We got to figure something out because, like, we're not even on the front page of Google. And is that what we have to do? Do we do have to do Google Ads in order to
get reviews?
To get
that is the quickest way for you to get on the first page. If you don't want to get Google Ads yet, the alternative and the quickest way we could get you up there would be just getting reviews, and we'll do the post more frequently. But getting reviews helps out a lot.
Okay, so it's just difficult having to call everybody back asking for a review, you know, or I guess emailing, but I'm kind of late for that now. It's just, I don't know. I'm not getting any calls at all. And I keep getting this guy that calls me telling me he can post me in 5 cities for $200, but I don't even know the guy. You know what I mean? I just hate giving somebody my credit card number, not knowing what he's actually going to do for me. But then I look online, and I have a ton of competition around me now that was never there before. And people are telling me they can't find me. I can find my business, but I scroll down a little bit. But I just don't understand where all this competition's coming from all of a sudden. They're not. I'm in a small town. They're definitely not, you know, they don't have offices in my town, that's for sure. Or neighboring towns even. I have no competition around me within 20 miles.
Yeah, they're actually just nearby. They're not specifically in your town. You're
right.
You're 100% right, because I was checking that out too. Like you said, yeah, specifically in your town, you don't have competition. But
no.
Moving a little bit further away, that's when they all of them start showing up. But before you get Google Ads, it's going to take some time, right? But getting reviews is always the quickest way for us to get you back up there.
Okay.
There are special links. That way, your clients don't have to, search for the review section or anything. So if you can send them those special links, send them a little email, a little text message. That way you don't have to call them. Or, I mean, by all means, you could call them too, right? But that would be the easiest way to get the reviews. But if time is of the essence and you want to go up already on the first page, then yeah, Google Ads would be the quickest way to show up there. But again, that's another investment. I mean, if you want it, consult it with your daughter, check everything out. We could definitely do the Google Ads. Honestly, my recommendation, Dan, I don't want to just take your money or anything like that. Like, we still have time. We can work that out, try getting those reviews. Again, it doesn't have to be a lot of reviews, but you could get 1-2 reviews by the end of next week. That's definitely going to work out. Once you get the reviews, let's make sure we respond to the reviews. And again, just try to keep getting those reviews. Keep getting consistent. Right now, I am posting 3 months a week. That way we have as much visibility as we can. We are already listed for 24 hours, so we can get that done as soon as possible. But just give it a little bit of time. Of course,
I will.
The investment is always good, but I really don't want to seem like greedy or anything like that and tell you yes, you know, what investment or anything, because at the end of the day, it is a big investment to go on Google Ads for it to work properly. It's like the first 3 months, it has to be $300. That way the budget's up there. That way we make sure everything works consistently. And I mean, $300 for 3 months, that is an investment, Dan. So first, let's go ahead and give it some time first. And then we'll see how it goes.
Okay. No, I'm good with you there. I just, yep, just kind of crazy. I've never had zero phone calls in a day. You know what I mean? This is, I've always had at least five calls a day. And now I'm this whole week I might have gotten two. You know, it's been unusually slow, but, you know, when you got guys you got to pay every week and you don't have business coming in, kind of creates a little issue. But like you said, I'll have to ask my guys to, you know, hey, can you please leave a review or, you know, or I'll call back or drop a text or something. But
yeah, even that works too. You know, right now, like you get your guys for reviews. Just make sure they leave you good reviews over there. Let's respond to reviews. Just make sure you don't respond like with the same thing.
Right.
Try to keep it a little bit personalized, but let's do that. That way we start optimizing and getting up there back again.
Okay, got it. Yep, I'll do that. I know I have to follow up on some old reviews, so that should help as well, correct?
Yeah, but it should definitely help. Like I said, like even one review a week goes a long way. Of course, okay, more reviews we get, that's even better. Even one, two reviews a week, that's perfectly fine.
Okay. Got it. I'll work on that.
Just make sure you use your direct link. That way they don't have to, like, search for the review section or anything. They click on the link and it just takes them directly there. They either just leave you the 5 stars or they can touch the United.
Okay. When you say the right link, my Google link, you mean, or?
If you put inside your app or on the dashboard on the review section,
yeah,
you have a specific link where it says rateme.pro/deepgarage. If you copy and paste that link, you could send it to your clients, and once they click on it, yes, it's going to send them to the Google Business Profile, but specifically, it's going to send them to the section where they leave the review, so they don't have to check for it. It's that way they don't give you an excuse. Oh, I couldn't find it, or I couldn't do it. Like, it just sends them directly for the review. Like, right there, it shows up, it prompts it, and it's like they either leave you the 5 stars, or they a nice little comment there. There's also a button where it says request review. If that's easier for you, you just type the name of your client. You type either the phone or email or both. And if you're a Spanish speaker, you could change it to Spanish and send them a little template with a direct link too.
Okay, so again, sorry, I just opened your app. I'm on my phone. So where do I find that link?
So since you're on the app, click on the three little lines on the top of it next to the little dot.
Yep.
And once you click on that, there's a section. It's one of the last ones. It says reviews.
Okay. Yep, I'm
so
there.
Right there on reviews, it shows up a little link. It should say rateme.pro.
Oh, okay. Request review at the bottom.
Okay, yep. That's also the other option. If you click on request review, you can see like a little template there. You put your client's name.
Okay.
You put their phone number. You put their email. You don't have to put both. You could put either the phone number or the email. Or if you do have both, go ahead, by all means, put both. Either English or Spanish. And for the template, you have the default template. You just go ahead and send it over to them. And it's going to request a review there with a direct link.
Okay. Got it. So what I'll do, I think I have a plan then. Okay. My daughter helps with bookkeeping. I'll have her, every check we receive, you know, if I feel the customer will give us a 5-star review, I'll have her, send that. Now that I know how to do this, I think it'll be easier than I thought. So
Perfect, perfect. Either way, if you have any questions, I'm right here with you. Send me a text message. Again, chatting with my colleague also works. She did let me know. And well, whatever is easy, I'll make a reach out to you as soon as I can, and we'll make sure we get what needs to be done.
Okay, I appreciate it. That was my daughter. I was asking her to look up ways of being on the front page of Google, and she said exactly what you said. She's like, oh, you got to get more reviews. I'm like, dang it. Well, that's not easy to do. I'm just so limited on time. I don't have time to spend all day on the phone talking to customers, you know. But unfortunately, yeah, I got to figure out something. So
Send the information to your daughter. She doesn't necessarily have to be on the phone with them. She can message your clients, you know, it's just on your behalf. She could send them the clip and everything, and just move on from there. I know you're not used to it, but it does happen every now and then. I'm not going to lie to you, Dan. We do get a little speed bumps every now and then. Doesn't mean we can't get through them, but let's just stay consistent. Let's stay persistent, and if we already had you with good results before and on the first page, we could do it again with persistence and consistency. Like I said, we always have those alternatives, the Google ads and everything. So if we get that, let's try as is, right?
Yeah. I was just trying to figure out, how is my competition, you know what I mean? How are all these companies that, as far as I know, they might not be, I mean, they exist, but how are they on that front page? Because I don't know if they're doing fake reviews or, I'm confused how they got where they did. You know, why are they ahead of me in my area since I'm the only guy in town, you know?
Of course. I mean, by all means, it is possible that they do fake reviews. They might even have an additional service. They might have Google Ads, or they might have Google Verify too.
Okay.
Reason that they compete there as well. But usually it's the reviews. The reviews do help out a lot.
Okay.
Even if you have a little bit, like 2-3 bad reviews, like 100, 200, 50, 60 reviews, good reviews, like it still works.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. Well, we try not to have any, as far as I know, we don't have any bad reviews right now, but I mean, I'd say 99% of our customers are satisfied. I mean, we do really good work, so but anyway. Okay. We will do our best to keep up with this then. I just had her checking in on it, so that's how this came about.
No worries. And, we're starting to work on the website already. We already spoke with our web developer. As soon as it's done, I'll send it over to you so you can check. We'll view it together. Any changes, color changes, anything you want to implement on it, we'll be viewing that together.
Okay.
Make a proper plan on everything. And, of course, we'll always make sure the website has what it needs to be ranked. Maybe that might even be the case too, that your website is not on your blog. But no worries, we'll get to it when we get to it, and we'll find out when we find out, right? But we'll definitely help you out in that aspect.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, appreciate you taking my call down. We'll be in touch.
All right, thank you. Yeah, we'll see you. Yeah, bye.